Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get up! Get on up! Be fun. Ladies and gentlemen, you are in for a first. Keep that going, Dylan. We want to keep hearing James.
Wait a minute.
It is kind of Sam and Greg. If you were not listening over the weekend when Sam and Greg did their show on Sunday, we let you know that today was going to be special. No, not just because it's the day before. We are having our first mashup. It's kind of like when that favorite show of yours had that character that left, and then they got their own show, and then they came back. It is a mashup today. The intersection, the award-winning intersection, with our own producer, Noelle White. Well, excuse me, the queen of salsas. We'll get into that in a little while. And our own Jason Longshore, who has become, when it comes to Sam and Greg, the fifth Beatle. He shows up all the time, puts up with us. We are going to mash those two shows together on this Christmas Eve. I can't wait. Mainly because I don't have to do much work. We're going to let them do at it. It is Sam, Greg, Noelle, Jason on this. Oh, excuse me. And Dylan on the other side of the glass. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning. I just wanted to throw him off.
They did that. On
I just wanted
on
to
me.
Throw
this
him off.
Well, this is what I'm kind of saying. Y'all got to listen this morning.
I wasn't going to leave you hanging, Greg.
Oh, that's okay.
This is like three shows in that one this morning. This is going to be chaos.
That really
made
is
it even better.
Good morning.
Wait, I got to do my shout. And a good morning to all y'all, and happy Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, to everybody in. I'm on the wrong page. That was the 25th. Norcross.
Hey.
Up 85.
No problems with Norcross.
I didn't flip the page. Up in Norcross. How's that for an intro?
Awesome.
You like that?
That's good. That's good. We do have actually three shows with Dylan in the mix this morning, and he's going to be firing in as much as possible.
I got a beef with Dylan though, right off the rip, and I didn't really plan on doing this.
Wow. Dang, already?
Oh,
we choosing violence at 6:03 in the morning?
Just
straight away.
Now, it ain't a beef because we got three shows here. We can't talk over each other, but I want to say something. I love the way you start your show. I was in here cleaning up, or at least trying to, and he ran down everybody that he thought was listening.
Every morning.
Except them folks that are making the donuts.
Ah.
You left them out. That's the first group of people I thought of when I said, he hitting everybody, and it'd just be a nice little tag. He said, and those of y'all making the donuts.
Well, I can't include them in, but they were included in a broader category. I said all my food industry workers.
That's true.
So
he's got it.
They're under that umbrella.
Yeah.
I technically
if we really want to get real with it, I technically hit everybody when I say all my people that are, you know, up working right now. Because I do say that pretty early on. But then I get specific because I've had people call in the show and be like, hey, I need you to specifically shout out, you know, the volunteer air traffic control workers or whatever the case may be. So
I got them about the postal workers. So that's how the postal workers got at it.
She did.
Well, again, you know, like I said, we got a bunch of folks that listen to us at car dealerships that are going in, like the service departments are going in over there. So y'all, you know about my folks at Curry. We talk about them all the time that listen, reach out to them. The guy who runs the service department over there got the greatest name ever if you were a NASCAR driver, and named Junior Coker.
That's a good NASCAR driver.
Come on now.
That's a Coke seller.
Junior Coker. He runs the service department over at Curry. My girl Sarah over there. So y'all going in and work over there. Tell them they got a shout out this morning on 92.9 The Game.
We have a different kind of audience with the intersection. It's a very different kind of group of people listening to us at usually 10 or sometimes 11, sometimes starting at midnight.
Yeah, you know, like Sam and Greg and Dylan typically with the morning shift and his show, you know, they get the coffee crowd. We typically, you know, get the beer and spirits crowd.
Yes.
on our show. You know, we're usually shutting down the night and handing things over there to Infinity Sports Network where people are, you know, shutting off lights and putting chairs on top of tables.
There's that.
You know, so this is interesting for us. But, you know, it's funny how the studio looks the exact same right
now. Yeah, yeah, it's kind of messing with me. I'm not used to being here this early. It's been a while since I've filled in on the morning show on the weekends. So, yeah, this is a little different.
Just a little bit.
What do you mean
I think
it looks different? It's the same studio, though.
It is, but, you know, typically, like, when we come in here, it's dark. So it's the same for us, but it's a different time of day. So it's
dark
a little,
at night is different than dark in
yeah,
the morning.
Yeah, it's a little jarring.
It just has
it
a
looks
different
like. It's, we should be shutting down the bar right now outside.
It's a different vibe.
Yeah. We're with the coffee crowd.
This actually enlightens me to something because, Jason, before you guys did this show,
mm-hmm.
once you started doing it, when Noelle would come in on the weekends,
mm-hmm.
all the lights would be out. She started shutting down. I don't mean just like in the hallways here. The only light that was on was the one in the studio here, even when she was producing in that mm-hmm. room. Dark.
That's usually how I am because I don't like a lot of bright lights.
Me either. We can cut in here.
Okay, producer pro tip, since I'm on this side of the glass today.
Okay.
Producer
okay.
pro tip. When you work the shifts I work, that is the number one indicator that you are no longer alone. As soon as somebody comes in, the first thing they're going to do is slap the light on.
Yeah.
So at 4:45 in the morning, I go, oh, good morning, Dylan. Dylan's here.
Now see, what y'all don't nice. Know, I used to sit in that chair over there. And I sat in that chair when we first opened this place up. Because it wasn't Sam and Greg. I was producing. And that's how we took off because I would annoy him as his producer. And then it morphed into what it became. But
morphed into a buddy cop show.
Yes.
We would have program directors come walking in here. I would see them at dark 30 in the morning.
Mm.
Reggie downstairs never went home. I swear when I – because we had the studios literally were downstairs for a minute before we moved up to the ninth floor. And I would see Reggie from V103 coming in at all kinds of times. So anyway, just throw that little nugget in. I'm sorry. Intersection back here with Sam and Greg Sports Radio.
It's everything. It's everything today. We got to start with what you guys usually start with on the morning. This will be the morning segment to open the show.
Yes. Dylan, do you have what we call our story of the week intro? Well, normally Sam and I at this point would go, well, you want to go first? No, you go first. You sure you want to go first? Okay. But I'm going to go last. I'm going to let you two decide who goes when and where. This is just whatever happened to you this past week that you want to bring to light.
I'll go first. It's easy. I've been watching a lot of the African Cup of Nations going on right now.
Ooh.
Good precursor to World Cup coming next summer. It is basically the World Cup for Africa. It's been really entertaining. It always is. You always get chaos. You always get matchups that are fascinating. Great goals. One of the best goals I have ever seen. Morocco scored it on Sunday. It was, to try to describe it, it's like a fall away bicycle kick.
Oh.
So a bicycle kick is when, you know, you flip and you mm-hmm. kick over your head and you fall on your back. That's very difficult to time it and put that on frame and score. It's very difficult to hit it with power. It's very difficult to place it. It's very difficult to beat the goalkeeper, not break your neck when you fall, all those different things. To do it where you're backpedaling and you fall backwards as you're backpedaling and time it and
wow.
score. So El Kabi is the guy's name for Morocco who scored it. So it happens, and I'm like, that is possibly one of the best goals I've ever seen. And I'm wanting to share it in my group chat, And I'm looking it up to try to find a quick video of it because you get a goal that happens anywhere in the world. There's a video of it usually within 60 seconds somewhere on social media. So I'm looking for it. Type in the guy's name and goal. He did the same thing like 6 months ago.
What? Oh, wow.
Like, this guy is known for this kind of a bicycle kick. And it's incredible. Just unbelievable. El Kabi for Morocco, who's a team that we'll see in Atlanta.
Ooh.
And a team that I think is a dark horse for the World Cup, which we'll get into later. We got lots of World Cup stuff coming up later.
Okay, so now this is what's going to happen throughout the show. You guys are going to go back and forth, gonna be like center court Wimbledon, and then I'm going to jump in because he'll say something or you'll say something, Noel. That
we've
brings
worked on, with you long enough.
Bring out, oh, boy. All right, so here's the thing. When we talk football, there are people who've been watching the sport forever can talk about the Dwight Clark catch, mm-hmm. or they can talk about this player or something with Barry Sanders or something with Deion or Michael Vick as far as their favorite play of all time. Is there a favorite soccer goal that you have in your top couple?
For me?
Yeah.
When you asked me that and I did not think about it beforehand, Diego Maradona's goal in the 86 World Cup final where he dribbled past pretty much every player for England and scored. Ooh. After he punched the ball into the goal about 5 minutes before, but that's a whole nother story.
okay.
What else? That's the one that I think of as, like, my favorite. There's one that Mia Hamm scored as well for the U.S. Women's National Team that she – it's kind of similar in that she picked the ball up at midfield, dribbled forward, and, like, I always remember her slaloming. So she cuts to the right, cuts back to the left, cuts back to the right, back to the left, and then scores.
Ooh,
okay.
It was a great goal, and it was just a random friendly, but it's one that always sticks in my
mind. So those are the two that when people who watch that sport, well,
those are two,
those
that,
are the two that always include. Okay.
Yeah, those are two that I will be like, hey, watch this.
Gotcha, gotcha. In a related story, today was the day that the patent for the bicycle back pedal came. you got a kid. The first bicycles we had, when the first bike that you have, did it have a back pedal brake or did it have the handbrakes?
Back pedal brake, I believe.
Me too.
I had a back pedal brake.
Me too,
yeah,
man. And I loved them, Dylan.
I also had a back pedal brake.
Yeah, man.
I didn't like the handbrakes.
Yeah.
Plus, you can't do the slick thing, right? You slam on that brake and then spin your bike a little bit and you make a little in the ground.
I break my neck trying to do that, but yeah. I wasn't that good. I liked the movie Rad, but I wasn't that good on the bikes.
Did y'all put the like the empty water bottle in between the tires?
No, I didn't do that.
Baseball cards.
Yeah, I did the baseball cards.
Oh, we did the water bottle. We didn't do the baseball cards.
Oh, you get a big old water bottle in there between your spokes.
You just crumple it up, and once you finish drinking it, you just whoosh, and then okay. slide it in there, and then vroom.
And do that. Go ahead, Noel. I'm sorry.
Good stuff. That's good stuff. All right, my story of the week. Okay, so there was a lot of talk about whether Jordans were dead or the state of Jordan brand. Last week, the Gamma 11 returned. If you don't know what that is a specific Jordan 11 model that came out around December 2013, I believe that was my 24th birthday gift to myself. it returned last week, and it sold out immediately. On Nike.com, you have approximately 10 minutes to log in, click a shoe, and sign out, and hopefully win. You have 10 minutes. It sold out in about 7 minutes. So Jordan Brand is not dead. We are diversifying maybe, but not divesting. Not divesting.
It's really weird to see, like, it throws me during college football when I'll see Oklahoma in Jordan Brand.
Yeah, man.
To see Michigan in Jordan Brand. To see, and we talk about it on the intersection, to see PSG in mm-hmm. Jordan Brand. Like, that's still weird to me. I want to see where they take that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Talk about diversifying.
And not only that, you have everything that you guys just said, and then you think about the story that happened last week. The dude in that emblem changed a whole nother
yep.
sport. And
yeah.
what he did by winning that case with NASCAR.
I don't know the details of the case exactly, but yes, he took NASCAR to the cleaners, right?
And they wanted – the funny thing is, this is something that all the other owners wanted to do
yep.
but didn't want to mess
yep.
up the apple cart, right?
They didn't yeah. have enough clout.
And well, Jordan like, came in and didn't care.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
yeah, exactly.
it's like, I don't care. I got other things I can do.
Exactly.
But that's their –
this
know,
is not my livelihood, but y'all yeah. going to pay me correctly
exactly.
and subsequently everybody else. So
exactly.
Yeah, let's duke it out.
Mm-hmm. And went in there and won. So I just think that's just
because Jordan's not a businessman; he's a businessman.
Yes,
exactly.
He is.
You know who else is like that too?
Who?
Rock.
And
we
yeah, I mean, yeah,
too. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna make mine quick because we got to get out of here. I'm getting fingers held up by Dylan, which means I got to shut up here. So
that
basically,
can mean a few things.
My story of the week is just I just cannot enjoy watching Phillip Rivers play enough.
Yeah, man.
And I know they haven't won,
ooh,
but it's
man,
the fact that this dude
Rivers.
Winning. Yeah, he has become, in a way, everything that Joe Flacco didn't do. He did what he's doing what Joe Flacco did, and Joe Flacco has played well, but he's like,
yeah,
Joe Flacco. He put you to
That's
sleep.
Always
right?
been Joe, though.
And
yeah,
I know,
yeah,
right?
That was just who he was.
Quiet efficiency, but. I'm missing Joe, and he's trash talking, and he's like, yeah.
Has Rivers become more likable by coming back and doing this? I think he has.
I think so.
I don't really remember him being all that likable.
And he's the same person, right? Like
yeah,
he's bringing
yeah,
that
yeah,
exact
so
same
different.
Energy that he had when he retired
yeah.
and when he came
but
in.
But he didn't win nothing while he was
better.
And everybody would tell him, be quiet, you didn't win nothing.
Right.
But
right
he had
now
that personality.
Just, yeah, it just feels good right now to see the old man come off the couch yeah. and actually make some noise.
I feel like he was likable, but I feel like now he's turned into America's grandpa.
Yeah.
Like everybody's
exactly.
rooting for him.
Yeah, he wasn't unlikable, maybe. He just wasn't, like, beloved
And
or
he
anything.
Was in San
right.
Diego, or, and he was
yeah.
out west, L.A., but... You got all that put into a blender, and then the dude, you got to feel a little sorry for him, even though he makes millions of dollars, because he got himself a baseball team at his house.
I don't feel sorry for him.
Ten kids or nine kids?
I
him
think
and Dale
nine.
Murphy are going back and
it
forth.
It didn't happen by accident. You know, he knew what he was getting into.
Well, you got to. I don't know that first part of that is absolutely true. By accident. Sometimes when you got nine of them, sometimes this stuff happens.
I'm thinking you know. No.
Maybe it was
case.
A full moon last night. I don't know. All right, Wes, this is Sam and Greg with the Intersection on this Christmas Eve. We can't thank you enough for letting us be a part of it. We're going to continue this up now. We're actually going to talk some sports. There's some NFL, some college, some Hawks games going on. We'll get into that next. Sam and Greg, Noel, Jason, Dylan on the other side of the glass. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, yo.
That better.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That better be on the air.
Good
over here singing
morning, Atlanta. And no, we are not watching The Parent Trap. You are listening to Sam and Greg with the intersection. There is no Sam, there is Greg, but there is Noel and Jason. And we are back with a Greg classic. Greg, why did we choose that one?
Because we can.
You and me.
It's one of those, everything I do is when it comes to picking the music, are songs that I'm thinking and hoping that the people who are listening can just kind of mouth back or sing back loudly. They're all recognizable stuff. That's all. We ain't trying to be, you know, Ryan Seacrest over here and introduce new music. We just, people are driving around doing stuff. As Dylan said, all his first responders and people are giving recognizable stuff.
Did you mention Seacrest by accident?
No, actually I did in this case on purpose, because when I sit with you, I realize that if I ever bring up old stuff, you will let me know about it. So I won't go with Dick Clark, or I won't go with...
Actually, that wasn't why I was asking.
No. That's why I mentioned Seacrest.
No, I'll go to that stuff too. It's actually his birthday.
Oh.
Well, happy birthday, ATL Ryan.
I have done some work in one of his little, his ventures, and that is the Ryan Seacrest Studio over at the Arthur Blank Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
Now, he's involved in... Is it Dunwoody High School?
Yes.
That's about to build a gigantic stadium.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The Seacrest Dome.
It must be nice.
You know?
When you got it like that, you got to put it somewhere. It's
all good.
The Arthur Blank Children. Listen, Arthur Blank got his name on a building. Mm-hmm. Seacrest has got a 8-bay podcast studio, which Andy and Randy did a show from not long ago. Mm-hmm. And then outside, when the kids can go out there and do stuff, the grassy area and the basketball and soccer and all that stuff, it is all in an area shaped like a guitar, and that was donated by Garth Brooks.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't
know
that part.
Shout out to Garth Brooks. That's cool. And Trisha Yearwood, you know, our Georgia resident.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Trisha had a hand in that also.
Yes.
There you go. So, brought this thing full circle.
Quick question. Jason, when is the first time you ever heard Nat Cole sing Love?
Oh, I don't know, honestly. I can't go back to the first time. I can't think of when.
Okay. I'm just wondering because like we have like three different generations here, kind of, and it's interesting to hear when we all first
heard that song. It's a song that I know, but I don't like, it's not one that I remember when I heard that for the first time. It's not one of those for me.
That was in my house.
Oh, that I believe that.
Yeah, my mother would put all kinds of stuff on. We have that parent. We have that grandparent, most folks will tell you, and they... Things just stick in your head, and you don't know why from your youth. And
for me, that stuff would be like old country. That's like what comes to me from my parents that was just around when I was a kid.
When you say old country, give me an artist. George Jones?
There was George Jones for sure. Johnny Cash. Probably Johnny Cash is the one that I come back to the most. Because I heard a lot of his stuff before I realized that I was hearing it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it was around.
Have you ever heard the story from Eddie Murphy about the parties that took place after Saturday Night Live? I mean, they've been doing that since the 70s.
Yeah.
There's always this after party, right? And Eddie was telling this story about he never went to any of the after parties the entire time he was on Saturday Night Live, except for one. And it was because that host came up and asked him. He didn't expect it. And it was Johnny Cash.
Wow.
Think about this.
That's cool.
So Johnny Cash comes up to Eddie. And Eddie starts doing this impression of Johnny Cash, which I'm not going to try and do like him. But he goes, Eddie, are you coming to the party? And Eddie was like, well, no. He says, well, me and June sure do love you. Would you come? And that's what made him come to the party. So the only after party was that one. And again, he's...
Well, who would have thought?
Johnny Cash was cool back then.
Johnny was cool.
He was Elvis Light, right? That's what he was considered.
You know,
because they all came through Sun Records.
A little bit, yeah. But he's so fascinating. Like, his show that he did... brought everybody on. He didn't care. He loved music. And that was what's so cool about him, like for me, because I missed that. But then I got into him again. Like, I grew up hearing it, but I didn't really process it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got into him when he did the American recording stuff with Rick Rubin, where covering Tom Petty. He's covering the Beatles. He's covering Soundgarden. Like, he's covering everything. And I'm like, wow, he's incredible. And then you go back, and I'm listening to the old stuff, and I'm studying him, and he would bring everybody on his show, crossing genres. He didn't care. He would push boundaries. He didn't care. He was not your typical Nashville guy.
Right.
And that, you know, it's like, I wouldn't have expected that, but then, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, even in the end, like, the last big hit is the cover, the Nine Inch Nails cover.
Yeah.
Of Hurt, which was amazing and crazy to think that it was a cover.
Yeah, I mean, he did like the Rick Rubin stuff he did, and then he did some originals at that time too, and they were all incredible, and they were just super raw and authentic, and like the career he had is crazy when you actually quantify where he started with Elvis, basically, mm-hmm. and then ended with doing covers of bands like Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah. It just shows how current you have to stay, like in the music industry. And speaking of current, we're going to shift into the current state of our Atlanta Hawks, who played the Chicago Bulls last night.
Man, we might need to play the Johnny Cash Hurt cover right now.
Yeah, man. At one point, I know when I turned it on, when I had them in the little TV in the corner, they were up 11. I think it was 66-55. And then somehow they lost by two. And that's kind of how this team has been going lately. Trae Young is back, and he's doing Trae Young things. And there's a lot of defensive effort on that side of the ball, but it's just not really making a big difference right now when it comes to the win and loss column.
You said when he was coming back it was going to be a process, and we were all going to be able to see how he acclimated himself back into a team that obviously had to find new ways to win, and we're doing it without their superstar. We see that all the time when the superstar comes back, and how they you know, it's like double dutch. Mm-hmm. You got to work your way back up. By the way,
it's chemistry.
That is my new favorite end zone celebration.
Oh, the double dutch.
Oh, the 49ers did that the other day. They got in the position. They did double dutch. I was like, okay, that's my number one now. But anyway, as you watch, we got a 4-game losing streak with this Hawks team right now.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about his reentry?
He's fine, to be honest. I mean, a lot of what's going on has been going on before Trae got cleared to come back. The defense has been inconsistent. Dyson's shooting is completely his ability to handle the ball right now is so inconsistent that it's kind of hindering what you want to do in the backcourt, whether Trae is there or not. And Jalen looks amazing, but some of the defensive struggles are on his end too. Like some of the weak side help isn't there like it was last year, and there may be some individual stuff going on the court right now, not just with him, but just across the board. It's just not equaling out wins right now. Like the way they got blown out, and people want to talk about the Spurs, and that was whatever to me. It was the Hornets game that was really disappointing. Like they got ran off the court early, and y'all know how I feel about Charlotte in general as a sports town. So
can you remind us?
Would you like a reminder?
Like a reminder for those. See, here's the thing.
Didn't we once throw darts at like everything associated with Charlotte in one show?
And here's the thing I'm going to end this year with Charlotte. I'm not messing with Charlotte anymore. Okay. Because every time I do, it seems like they have a point to prove to me specifically, and they go out and win something. So I'm going to leave Charlotte alone for the rest of the year.
You're taking this personally.
No, I'm not taking it personally. I'm just saying how it lays out. It seems like every time I go out on a limb to say how I really feel about Charlotte, and I feel that way regardless, make no mistake about what they win. But it seems like every time I go on a limb to make it known how I feel, they come back with some type of W I feel like they shouldn't have had.
So in other words, you don't want to answer my question because you don't want them to, you know, put it.
Well, I feel like this kind of answers it. Like they're a garbage sports town. I don't think they're serious about sports. You know, they look up and win some games when I say that, whoop-de-doo. But and they may wind up winning this NFC South division, and they still won't be a good team. And it'd be just like it was 10 years ago when they would win the NFC South and be a bad team, and they should have fired Ron Rivera, and they didn't because they would win in the South with like 6 wins. Like, I don't take them seriously. I just don't. The Hornets included. I don't care that they blew us out the other day. But that's what makes those type of games so disheartening, because those are the teams that you feel like you should be beating. Not even competing with, you should be beating. And you're not for some reason.
What's frustrating about the Hawks for me, it's not even that. It's the fact that they're scoring a lot of points.
A lot of points.
And they're losing. And that's been going on all season long.
Yeah.
That's not like... I know the easy thing, because there's a lot of people who wait for any opportunity to yell about Trae.
Yes.
The easy thing, and I've seen it in whether we're talking like hardcore, casual, my group chat, it's everything. It's Trae comes back, they lose a couple games. Ah, the defense is bad because of Trae. The defense is bad.
It's been inconsistent for a while.
Yeah, it's been a problem, period. Go back to last year, it wasn't great across the board.
Yeah,
that's the issue.
And you're losing close games because you can't close them out right now.
You can't close them out.
Whether that's, you know, Dyson having to handle the ball a little bit too much and turning it over, or whether that's not being able to execute inbound plays out of timeout. It's a lot of things. It's not just, you know, Trae's on the floor and he's small and he's getting picked on. Now, some of that was happening Sunday night. It was Sunday afternoon against the Bulls. Yeah, like they were trying to do this two-man trap against Giddy, and it wasn't working, and a man was open, and they were just scoring all they wanted to. There are things to fix with the Hawks right now that are, in my opinion, not really Trae Young related.
Yeah. The thing for me, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but how much, as we've seen Jalen Johnson come into his own this year, how much has Trae and Jalen, how much have they actually played together? Not
exactly,
much.
Not a lot. No.
And you got, I think, what, the trade deadline is early February. You got between now and about a week before that to see them together for an extended run. Hopefully they both stay healthy. And you got to figure some things out, because if they are what we think they can be together,
yeah,
that's a really good 1-2.
Yeah.
And then you need to get the pieces around it to complement it. You probably need that rim protector. You need a couple other elements to it. But you need to see them together, because we've had 2 years now and they've barely played together.
And in my opinion, the most dangerous thing this team has offensively is their 1-4-5 game, where a team can come trap Trae and he can get the ball to Jalen in the middle of the floor, mm-hmm. and he can make a lot of decisions that usually ends with an Okongwu or Kristaps Porzingis. We love to see him at some point, you know, get the ball, and it ends with them scoring. And, you know, the absence of Kristaps is also some of what we're seeing, some of these woes. So there are a lot of things that they got to put together. That's one of the reasons I didn't want to see Okongwu leave the starting lineup, because I kind of figured this inconsistency with Porzingis would come, and then, you know, where does that leave O? But O's been really good, just doing his job, doing what he's supposed to do. So whether he comes off the bench or starting, it's been fine in that regard. But they got to figure some things out, most definitely.
You just got to get slightly above average defensively. You don't need to be great. You just need to be a little bit above average.
Yes, and consistently. If you can be a little bit above average consistently and score the way you've been scoring, maybe you're on the other side of these 2-point losses. Mm-hmm.
And all of this has got to happen right about now. And we talk about this home stretch. These guys are going to be home this time of year. They're getting ready to take on some opponents that are looking up at this Miami team. You got to go up against Oklahoma City soon, New York. So you got some matchups that getting the chemistry that you two just talked about, which is what we need. We'll see how this team competes with the other teams in the East. We ain't going to talk about what's going on out West. But as you said, watching this play out is going to be interesting. Porzingis getting back in the lineup, everybody gelling together. We're not done talking Hawks. We're going to get in some other NBA action. But this is the intersection. Noel and Jason joining Sam and Greg. Mr. Crenshaw's not here this morning, but I'm here trying to run things. And we are going to have some elements of your show coming up next. This is an interesting morning, but thank you for letting us be a part of your Christmas Eve morning, 24th day of December, Sports Radio 92.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Game.
Welcome back. I don't know what to call this show. It's Hometown Take. It's Intersection. It's Weekend Mornings with Sam and Greg. It's all of the above. I can't think of a crossover episode that had all these different shows on it historically, but that's what we're doing on 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey app this morning. I'm Jason Longshore. We got Greg. We got Noel. We got Dylan. And everybody's going to chime in on this because this is a standard thing we do on The Intersection. I throw a random music question at everybody and we see where this goes because The Intersection, if you don't know, usually airs on Thursday nights, usually at 10 o'clock, but during the NFL season, we've been on starting at midnight sometimes.
Yeah, man.
And you know how it is. Late at night, you start talking sports, you start talking music. There's all kinds of crossover. So I've got the crossover music sports question for you. And Dylan, you're going to have to answer first.
I'm ready.
The greatest song by someone in sports.
Wow.
There's plenty. There's some options here. There's some really bad ones. But what's your favorite by somebody who's in sports that's done a song?
Man. If I want to go with the funny answer, I might say, I might swerve in that corner. Whoa.
That's hilarious. It was a hit, though.
It was a hit.
Hey. Shout out to Jell-O.
You got to tell our audience who you're talking about. Yeah, everybody knows.
That's LeAngelo Ball, one of the Ball brothers. Obviously, he tried to make it in the NBA and had a little stint in the NBA, a cup of coffee with a few teams, but now he is full-blown artist, rapper, whatever you want to call it. Oh, I'm trying to think of another one.
There's a few that come to mind for me.
I know mine.
I can't even think of some off the top of my head because I feel like that was more of a back-in-the-day thing that I'm not – all the way privy to.
It's maybe starting to come back a little bit.
I think so.
It's definitely starting to come back a little bit now, obviously with LeAngelo and some others too.
So is that your pick?
I'm gonna go with LeAngelo. Why not?
I am gonna go with Must Be the Money by Deion Sanders,
there we
baby.
Go.
That's the one.
There
and
we
if y'all
go.
Did not know, you can buy a Must Be the Money Diamond Turf at Nike.com, and it is on sale. They did make the Must Be the Money Diamond Turf.
God, I wanted some of those back in the day.
And for people who did not see, you should also drive them to YouTube to see him do it on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, man.
So it's one thing hearing the song.
I forgot that he did that on SNL.
He did it on SNL. He hosts Saturday Night Live, yeah. And that's another one, but that's another question for you to ask another time. How many athletes, who's your favorite athlete that hosted Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, we haven't done that one yet.
Yeah.
There's a few that are pretty good. There's a few that are really bad. Joe Montana was not good.
Barkley is getting to be where the first one, maybe the first two were okay, but now he's just reading cue cards.
He's
just going through. Well, Noel took mine.
Okay.
And so mine should be obvious if I have to pick one.
I think it's obvious.
Yeah, it's obvious the one I'm going to
pick.
Ahead. Super Bowl Shuffle.
Super Bowl Shuffle, yep.
That was huge.
Yeah.
I'm going to go like kind of sports adjacent, and it ties into something that has happened recently that we have not chatted about. John Cena and his entrance music that he did.
Okay.
Kind of a big deal at the moment because John Cena retired from the WWE.
He did.
And John Cena.
In the rafters.
He didn't take off the jorts in the ring, thankfully, but he did leave the shoes and the wristbands and all that in the ring. The classic sign. Like he said, he's going to be the first in pro wrestling to literally retire when he says he's going to.
Yeah.
Everybody says they're going to retire and they come back. Now, Greg, I want to ask you, because you are on the other side of John Cena business.
Yes.
And he has really taken over on the acting side and done really well.
Walked right by me, and I came up the elevator with him at GPB when I did my thing for Superman.
Okay.
I didn't tell you this, sir?
No.
What I was, when we, for, and I was
did he,
out.
Like, block out the sun because he's gigantic?
Because
he is
that. I don't believe, I told the story. So I get booked to be a reporter on Superman. Last, or whenever it was that we filmed this. So they were doing our roles. It was like the first couple days of shooting. So we did the reporter's role over at GPB. Mm-hmm. They told us where we were coming in. Park here, then get on the freight elevator. Somebody will meet you and bring you up. So I do all that. I'm standing outside the freight elevator. A woman says, this is where we're going to come. Who are you? And it says, hang on a second. We're waiting for somebody else. And then SUV pulls up. Boom. He gets out with some other person. He gets on the freight elevator, and all I do, I recognize him, and I'm not that person. So when I see somebody famous, I go, I'm a big fan of yours, man. You know? And this was one week after he did the Academy Awards and walked out butt naked.
Oh, yeah.
And held the sign. You remember that?
I remember that,
okay. So I had said to him in the write-up, I said, listen, big fan of yours. By the way, we gave you all kinds of love on the radio. I do local radio here, mm-hmm. blah. So he smiled, and that was it. We get to the top. He goes to where he's going. And I didn't know about that character. When I was going up, so if you've seen the movie, you know how he appears in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But he was literally in that, walking by me and the other reporters like 3-4 times, and I didn't know what was going on. And I'm not surprised. You're going to need that next person. The Rock is, he's trying to do dramatic roles and did that thing on that wrestler who he depicted in the movie.
Right.
But who is that next action star
to break out of wrestling?
Don't, period.
Well, yeah, I mean, period, yes. I don't think Cena wants to go next action star, honestly. Like, I think he enjoys the comedy side of it more than anything. You can, but I think the action star lane, you can get stuck there pretty easily, and it's hard to break out. I don't think he wants to get in that lane.
Let me ask you a question. Is Matt Damon considered an action star?
No. But he's one of the rare ones that can do some of it.
Three Jason Bourne movies.
But he didn't start
there.
Yeah,
but he's not an action star.
Okay, again.
He didn't start there. And I think sometimes when you get the big guys, like especially coming out of wrestling, you're going to pigeonhole them as action guys. And The Rock did it first, and then he broke away from it, and it's kind of
so you got to have some skills.
Yeah,
because for Matt Damon, it was more like a change of pace to go through, like, Bourne Identity and stuff like that, because he was more on the dramatic side.
The thing I wanted to get into with Cena, so there's been a lot of debate. I don't know how much everybody follows pro wrestling. I do sometimes. I kind of come in and out. Like, I'm a casual fan. Like, you get to WrestleMania, I kind of want to know what's going on. You know, you've got Cody Rhodes, who's a local guy, who's like the top of the food chain right
now. The American Nightmare.
It's awesome. He's been great. But Cena, the whole thing was built around this being his last year. They did the heel turn with him.
Yeah.
He turned bad for a while. And it worked pretty well. I liked it. I thought it was really good, but it was always going to be short-lived. But then they did the final match with him and kind of setting up the next big bad guy.
Yeah.
Gunther, who's this giant, just emotionless, beats everybody. He's kind of turned into the guy who beats all of everybody's heroes.
Right.
So the way it ended, and there's been a lot of debate about how people feel about this, John Cena's thing has always been never give up. Well, he tapped out. He got choked out. He's in a sleeper hold, and they cut. It's really good. You would actually really appreciate this, Greg, coming from the movie side of things. They zoom in on Cena's face as he's in a sleeper hold.
Right.
And, you know, he's struggling, and, like, he kept fighting out of it and then getting put back in a sleeper hold, like 5 minutes. I mean, it was really good drama. And then they get him in the sleeper hold, and they zoom in on his face. Like, all you see is Gunther's arm around his head. And he's, like, struggling, and then he kind of smiles a little bit.
Yeah.
And then tapped out.
Yeah, it's like a serene smile.
Yeah. Like, it was really good, and it was on, like, different levels.
Didn't he look at the camera?
The camera's, like, on him. Like, the camera is zoomed into him, and I'm sure knowing him, he set that up.
So he looked at the camera and smiled?
He's looking at the camera, he smiles, and then he tapped out.
Fourth wall. He broke the fourth wall as a way.
But he always does that.
Oh, he does? Okay.
Yeah, that's his thing.
That I didn't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, letting you know, you guys were in on the same joke.
That's how I took that.
It was all good. Like, I thought it was kind of the thing of, because he had always talked about how he didn't want to push past being able to do this well.
Right.
And it was kind of the, hey, I don't give up, but I'm done. I have nothing left. Yeah. I've tried everything. I got nothing left. I'm good with it. Tapped out. I thought it was good. I thought it worked really well.
I did too. I saw there were some people that were upset that he lost that match, but I was like, he can't retire with the belt, y'all. Come on, man.
No,
you got to put somebody else over.
He can't, and that's the classic thing in wrestling. Like, you do want to put somebody over.
Yeah,
on
you
got to
put
out.
Somebody over.
And he did. He put this guy over as the like next big bad guy, and the way he did it was really good. And it does kind of go like the whole never give up thing. That's what everybody's yelling about. Like, oh, the never give up guy can't give up.
I mean,
he's 48. He got beat by a younger guy who's bigger than him. Like, it happens.
It's the way of the world.
And that's kind of the story that they told.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I thought it was really good on so many different levels. I really enjoyed it.
I mean, it's probably not, like, up there with, like, the drama of, like, The Rock and Stone Cold. And that's, like, the pinnacle of when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But, like, it was a really good, you know, it was a really good retirement / putting somebody over.
Yeah, there was a good storyline to it. And you talk about, like, Rock, Stone Cold, Hogan, like, all the big stars that have come out of wrestling. Cena is right there with all of them.
Yep.
And is maybe past him. And now what he does next, where I think he goes full-time into Hollywood, he'll still be an ambassador with WWE and do things. But he's potentially going to be the biggest star to come out of pro wrestling.
Which is insane. It's kind of crazy, but he's been around so long. He's been so instrumental to the growth of what WWE is now that it's going to be interesting to see what it looks like without him and The Rock and some of these staples that we've gotten used to. I mean, Roman Reigns isn't going anywhere, of course. Like, you
talk
Cody
about next
around,
big action star.
Yeah,
actually, Roman Reigns could be that guy. Cody could be one of those guys.
That's
they're
the
doing Street Fighter.
Because when you put the two of them next to each other, I could see Cody being that dude who gets the ladies. He's just a good-looking dude, right? Versus John Cena, who's not ugly or nothing, but he's not this other guy. But my thing is this. Help me out here. Mm-hmm. If The Rock's the gold standard, who, as far as social media, would you say John Cena is next?
Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think so.
That's why he's going to continue in movies.
Oh, no, he's going to kill it in movies.
Well, yeah. I mean,
but that's another reason why. Even if he stunk as an actor, he would get roles. One of the things that I am always asked when I get booked on a role, or if it's between me and somebody else, they want to know what my social media following is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say the radio station, that helps me out, but they bring people up because they know this is completely different than how we followed The Rock, right? Rock didn't have to do it. And you talk about sports that are going to be looking different with these new stars coming up. It's the difference between how LeBron came famous versus how Jordan did it.
Yeah.
Jordan did a little harder because it was easier for LeBron with technology and blah, blah, blah. Same thing with that next person that you guys are talking about with wrestling.
It's funny how this works because you might be psychic, Greg. Because that kind of leads into a conversation we're going to have later about social media, celebrity presence, and tying into sports. We're going to get into that with WNBA and NWSL because it factors in.
Saints are average unit you're dealing with here. All right, well, he just teased it. This is, like I said, a combination. The first mashup, Sam and Greg in the intersection, Noel, Jason Longshore. They're joining us. Dylan's with us this morning. But here's what we got coming up. We could not have Jason Longshore in here and not talk about what this city, this state, is going to be dealing with in 2026 with the World Cup coming. So we've got Jason kind of giving us two overall looks at what is going to happen or what he believes is going to happen and what you, as a Georgia resident, should prepare for. The first one is going to be coming up top of the hour here in just a few minutes. Jason's going to let you know what's going on the field. And the top of the 8 o'clock hour, he is going to let you know how this city and this state is going to deal with the World Cup and its fans and everything coming here. So that is all coming up. Noelle's going to jump in here and let us know what's going on with the state of women's sports because you know that's what she does. I will come in once in a while doing whatever. I'll just clean up behind these two. But wanted to let you know about the sports that we're going to talk about, getting into some college football. But like I said, up next, Jason Longshore, the voice of soccer in this city, going to get us prepared for the World Cup coming up. Dylan, thank you for everything on that side of the glass. It's Christmas Eve. Thank you for letting us be a part of your mornings. Sam and Greg, Jason Noel, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.